Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Kuf Tzadik Gimel. Kuf Tzadik Gimel 193. Shlo Lagalos Ervas Bas Ha Ben. Let's see what the Torah says. The Torah tells us again, next pasuk in Perek Yud Ches in Vayikra. Yesterday we discussed sisters. Today we discuss a grandchild. Pasuk says in Pasuk Yud, Ervas Bas Bincha O Bas Bitcha Lo Segale Ervas Son Kirvas Lahena. What is not allowed to reveal the nakedness of his son's daughter or his daughter's daughter. Ki ervas lahena, because they are your erva. Interesting, every pasuk up till now said you can't do this because it's somebody else's. Whether the nakedness of you, for example, ervas eshes avicha is a problem because it's ervas avicha hi. Ervas achoscha is a problem because ervas son. Here, it is your erva, and therefore you cannot one cannot be with their granddaughter, whether it's the daughter of their son or a daughter of their daughter. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shlo Lagalos Ervas Bas HaBen. Today's mitzvah is the daughter of a son, and Be'ez Hashem, the next mitzvah is the daughter of a daughter. So we'll have to separate them. Today is Bas HaBen. Shene'emar Ervas Bas Bincha Lo Segalei. Ulafia Domeh, Ki Ha'Isser Hu Bein Shehaben Kasher O Afilu Mamzer. The Isser applies whether the son is a kosher son that you had, or even if your son is a mamzer. Somebody has a mamzer, a child born to out of a chayvi krisus relationship, or to right, or the anashus ish, or other type of arayas. But no, he's still the son, and therefore his son, his daughter would be your granddaughter. Ubein shebas haben gam king kshera o afilu mamzeres. Or even if the granddaughter is kshera or not, if she is a mamzeres, shorish iser hakrovas kisaftihu be iser ervas haim. I already wrote this, or of krovas a couple of mitzvahs ago, but this is the iser. Once he mentions mamzeres, he says right, if the son or a daughter is a mamzer or mamzeres, there benohu l'chol davar. Right, that's a mishnah that's stated. But the Minchas Chedah discusses this a little bit at length in the first mitzvah, back in mitzvah Aleph, in the mitzvah Puravu, which Be'ez Hashem will get back to. But he says there, based on the Mishnah, that there is a mitzvah if somebody has a child, even if the child is a mamzer. Let's say the father is a mamzer, and the child is a mamzer, he fulfills the mitzvah Puravu. So, v'zes man kabir hikshesi, to lama yatsi dechova. Actually, he's talking about the case where there's an Aveira. Right, if somebody has a child who is a mamzer, why does he get the mitzvah? V'halo havi mitzvah haba b'aveira. Uladas harbe rishonim mitzvah haba b'aveira minatarein yotze. You're not yotze by mitzvah haba b'aveira, and by sukkah, by tzitzis, by shofar, it's discussed. So ask the Minchas Chinuch back in mitzvah Aleph, relating to what he says here, that here the child is considered your child, even though the child is a mamzer. Why should that be? Why is there a misapproval by a mamzer? Why is that your child? In this case, mitzvah baba vera. Says the Minchas Chinuch there, the mitzvah baba vera, lo have ella in bishas ha mitzvah o se gamken avera. Mitzvah baba vera is only when, at the same moment, you are doing the avera and the mitzvah. If I steal matzah, so as I eat my stolen matzah, I am still stealing the matzah. As long as I don't return it, I'm still doing that avera. I'm holding on to something guzzle. That's mitzvah baba avera. But what's happening here? Avalim b'shasa mitzvah lek avera klal. But if you already did an avera, and now the avera is finished, and now you have the remnants, but there's no more avera, that's not mitzvah baba avera. For example, let's say I carried matzah through a rishus harabim on Shabbos Pesach, and I'm going to use it for my mitzvah. So is that a mitzvah baba avera? No, I violated it already. What, you can't use this matzah? You already did it. Lavi mitzvah baba avera, imkein hachanami hacha. See here too, nihi da hamitzvah shel abanim ba'a al yidei averas bias iser. The avera was the bia, but when are you yotze the mitzvah? When the child is born. Mikol makom hamitzvah zaseh haynu abanim, va'bi'ili hirak heksher mitzvah, di'ef shebelozeh. And therefore, it is not what's called be'idna, it's not at the same exact moment, and therefore, that's why there's no problem of mitzvah baba avera. He does end off with just a hashkafic reaction, so to speak, to this issue. He says, "Balav achi, but fine, I explained it halachically, but tzarchi in gadol, eich yotze yidei chovaso beben kazeh shemar bepsulim b'Yisrael." I still find it hard, and he doesn't answer this question. Why should he be yotze if you're bringing psulim, you're bringing mamzerim into the world? The filu balag yoris avi avlan mamzer v'chulu imkei tzorachi in maod echiosi dechove b'avlan mamzer laharbos bamzerim b'Yisrael. Okay, so that's the Minchas Chinuch Sahara back in mitzvah Aleph that he has about mamzer. But that's what he says here in our mitzvah, the iser of a granddaughter coming from your son. It doesn't matter if your son is a mamzer or a kosher. It doesn't matter if the granddaughter is a mamzeris or a kshera. They are both connected to you. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, continuing. Midini HaMitzvah, what are some of the halachas of this mitzvah? Masha Asru, Zechronim, Lavracha, Legeder Esir Zeh. Right, there are shnios related to this as well. The bas basbino, your son's daughter's daughter, your great granddaughter, bilvad. The chain bas ben bino, bilvad, and also your son's son's daughter. The yesh armim shein hefsek l'sreil lolam. Some say even more than that. It goes all the way down. Ki kol yotzi yirecho shel adam asur olav atzov kol adaro. Some say it doesn't stop. Yeser prateh abasof aseder tira heichan heim. Okay, but this is the discussion how far down it goes. Let's talk about the chance that we get to this isser of being with one's bas haben. Gives us the chance to talk about relationship of grandparents and grandchildren in general. So let's talk a little bit about various other contexts where this comes up. First, let's talk about kibud avim. It's the main topic. Kibud avim. Is there a mitzvah of kibud avim when it comes to brachos? When it comes to grandchildren for grandparents? So there's a Rashi. Rashi one down. Rashi in Brachos in Perek Mem Vav Pasuk Aleph, a Rashi that we're familiar with. Rashi there says Mem Vav Aleph. Vayisa Yisroa v'chala shelova yavo be'er shava vayizbach zvachim leilokei aviv Yitzchak. Yaakov gives karbanas to his father Yitzchak's God. Says Rashi, right? What about his grandfather's God Avram Avinu? Says Rashi, Chayev Adam Bikvod Aviv, Yoser mi Bikvod Zekeno. Lefichach Talab Yisrael Velo Ba'Avraham. Says Rashi, a person is Chayev in his father's covenant more than his grandfather's covenant. That's why we say that he was told it be Yitzchak, Bilokei Aviv Yitzchak, but not Avraham. But it sounds, but it's Mashiach from the Rashi that there is covenant. Just not as much as the father, but there is covenant. That's Rashi. There is another Rashi. And the Mefarshim all discuss putting this Rashi in Brachos with another Rashi. There's a Rashi in Makos on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara there, to answer a certain question without getting into the details of the Gemara talks about whether a Bino could be Naseh Goel Adam to a father. The Gemara talks about that. So the Gemara has a line at the end, right before the Mishnah, Habib Bino, Habib Ben Bino. What does that mean? We're talking about a son or a grandson, whether there could be a goel adam against the father. So Rashi says, "Hadetanya ein bino naase goel adam bibino shel rotseach kamar." When could a child not be a goel adam? That's a ben of a rotseach, of a murderer. Vaha, meaning if some vahadetanya bino naase lo goel adam bibino shel harug kamar shehu ben bino shel rotseach. What if Rachmana Litzlan, somebody kills? Here it is, what's the case again? Somebody Reuven has a son named Chanoch. That was one of the sons of Chanoch. So somebody kills Reuven. Who kills Reuven? Yaakov kills Reuven. Somebody kills their son. Their grandson, seems to say that Rashi says, can be the Goel Adam and kill the grandfather. Why? Rashi adds, the Eino Musar al Kvodo. Four words in Rashi. Eino Musar Akvodo, because he's not Musar in his covet of who? Of the grandfather. And that's why he could be the Goel Adam, the relative, that this grandfather murdered this guy who's left alive's father, and therefore, the person can kill his grandfather as the Goel Adam. That's Rashi, Eino Musar Akvodo. You look in the Gilyan Hashas, there, he quotes, right there, he says, Ayin Drasus Ranach, this Rashi is much quoted. Sounds like from Rashi that there's no covet for a grandfather, Eino Musar Akvodo. And if you look in the Maharik, one of the early Achronim in Shoresh Mem Dalid, the Maharik was asked, is there any adifus, if there's no son to say Kaddish for a father, is there any adifus to have a grandson more than anybody else in the world? Says the Maharik, no. Nirlani is daiti. Da'afilu ayinu omrim, she'ish lomar Kaddish, ba'avur zakeino ozikneiso, to b'nei banim harehin kebanim, even if you want to say, you want to give it to the grandson, mikomakom lohavi kebanim mamish. It's not really the same thing like a son. For sure, a son goes first before a grandson. And then he adds, says the Maharik, I don't think there's anything greater. Why? Because you see, Amiras Kaddish is tali uncovered. And umeachar shadavet tali b'kavod aviv, Imke Nira, Sheben Aben, Shein Chayiv, Bikavod Zakeno, who's not obligated, Lo Matsinu, Bishumakom She Yischayiv, Ela Bikavod Ha'av, Vahaim, Vaishas Aviv Bechayiv, Ubal Imo, my parents' spouses, Vaachiv Hagadol. But nowhere in Shas do you see grandfather. Aval ben aben bekaved hazakein ze lo matzina b'shemakom. Im kein ein lo lomar yoser kadosh me adam acher ela shenagu kein. The minug is that the grandson, but not that it's a me'ikra din. And the Marik didn't know Rashi. Marik knew Rashi. He obviously felt that agadata in Rashi, that that's why he says, okay, v'vizchak, because the person is chayiv more in his covenant than the other covenant. So, he knew the Rashi, but obviously felt it wasn't a halachic Rashi. What do you do with the other Rashi? What do you do with the Rashi in Maseches Makkos? What, that's a riot to the Marik? Marik holds like this Rashi and negative that Rashi? So most assume, no, maybe Rashi holds that there is covenant. What about in Makkos? No, that's different, because that's looking at grandfather's covenant versus a father's covenant. Why is he a Goel Adam? To get revenge for his father. A person has to have more covenant for his father than his grandfather. That's Rashi. He's poking in relt. Ain't no muzer allowed in this case. Because it's going up against Kibud Av. But generally, Rashi would say that we assume that this Maharik is not Lahalacha. The Shulchan Aruch says, the Rama quotes it, in Hilchas Kibud Av Eim, Yaredeya Reish Mem Sif Chaf Dalid. Sif Chaf Dalid says the Shulchan Aruch, Chayiv Adam Lechabed Chamiv. Person is obligated to. I'm sorry, that's the wrong one. Yesh Omrim. That's the father-in-law. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Rama. Yesh Omrim. Dein Adam Chayiv Bechvod Avi Aviv. There are those that say the person there's no Chayiv and Kibud grandfather. Maharik Ve'eno Nirali. Says the Rama. Sorry, I disagree. Ela Dechayiv Bechvod Aviv Yoser Mikvod Avi Aviv. V'raya Mimedrish Gabi Vayizbach Zvachim Lelokei Aviv Yitzchak. The Rama quotes Rashi. Sorry, Maharik, I think Rashi is halacha l'maisa, and therefore he quotes it. And then the Taz quotes this Rashi. Also, says if a tamal there is shown, it's a Maharik. The ne'alami men appears Rashi b'chumish. The Taz says the Maharik forgot a Rashi, so maybe he did forget a Rashi, or we say that he didn't think the Rashi was halachic. That is the Taz right there. The Rabbi Kiveger or the other Achronim get into the act. What do you do with that Rashi and Makkos? That you all try to explain it. Either way, that is one context where we see the issue of grandparents, besides the issue of Isurim of Bas Abbas. A second area where we have the issue of grandparents is Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah. We know the Gemara says in Maseches Kiddushin, and it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya, same volume. Reish Mem Hei. Reish Mem Hei Zilchus Malamdim. Right, the title of the Simin Chayev Kaladam Lalami Lebino Ulahami Talmidim. Said the Shulchan Aruch, Mitzvah Zaseh Ala Ish Lalami Lebino Torah. It's a Mitzvah Zaseh to teach your son Torah. Vim Lo Limdo Aviv Chayev Lalami Latzmo. If my father didn't teach me Torah, I have to learn myself. Who goes first, myself or my son? But then, Siv Gimel, Kishem Shem Mitzvah Lalami Lebino, Kach Mitzuve Lalami Lebino, as Ben Bino. I'm just like I'm chayiv, based on the Gemara. I'm just like I'm chayiv to teach my son. I'm chayiv to teach my grandson Torah. Shene'emar, v'hudatem levanecha v'levanei vanecha. This says you have to let your children and your children's children know about the experience of Har Sinai. You see a connection. A lot of it has been written about this. That pasuk is about Har Sinai, the experience. What does that have to do with Talmud Torah? That's the source. Every time you learn Torah, it has to be a reenactment or a feeling like a Kabbalah Satorah. That's what I feel. And that in the olden days, they used to have to learn standing and shaking and schwitzing. And now, right already, Bizmana HaGemara, we're already able to sit down. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Just like I'm chayav to teach my grandson, my son, I'm chayav to teach my grandson. That's the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin. Related to that is a beautiful article. If you never saw it, feel free to read it in Reflections of the Rav, Volume 2. The first article in Reflections, Volume 2, where the Rav talks about the first Jewish grandfather. The first Jewish grandfather. Who was the first Jewish grandfather? What do you mean the first Jewish grandfather? Avraham Avinu was the first Jew. Wasn't he the first Jewish grandfather? Says the Rav, no. That wasn't the first Jewish grandfather. Because a grandfather is partially defined as somebody who learns with their grandchildren. Who was the first person in history to learn with their grandchildren? We have no evidence that Avraham learned with Yaakov. Or that Yitzchak learned with the Shvatim. Rashi says in Vayechi that Yaakov learned with Yosef's kids. That's the first person that we have on record in Medrash to learn with their grandchildren, says the Rav. That's why, by the way, we're called after Yaakov Avinu, because that itself establishes the jump in the Mesorah, the transcendence of the generations, the blending in, when a grandfather could sit down and learn a Rashi with a grandchild. And you see in the Midrashim, Yaakov is called the Zakein in Midrashim, says the Rav. He never achieved their longevity. Yaakov lived the shortest out of all of the Avos. When Yaakov refused to let Binyamin return to Egypt with his brothers, Judah said, let the old man alone until the house runs short of bread. V'chulu, Avinu Zakein. Zakein, he talks about Zakein. Jacob was the first patriarch to establish direct communication with his grandchildren. He was the first to make a solemn declaration, a historic pronouncement, which is responsible for the sense of closeness we still have with the past, thereby laying the foundation for the dialogue of the generations. He literally conquered time and space when he said to Yosef, Ephraim and Manasseh, Keruven v'Shimon Yuli. These are going to be like my children. They're going to be like my Shvatim. He gave brachas to his grandchildren. Right, Amalach HaGoel. He embraced them between his knees, placed his hands on their heads. There was no generation gap in the house of Yaakov. He related directly to his grandchildren, didn't need an intermediary or an interpreter. His was a direct dialogue. He left over the gulf of generations and transmitted the great Mesorah of Abraham directly to Ephraim and Manasseh. That's the Rav. It was the Zakein who listened to their problems, conversed and worked closely with them, played and planned with them. He was he who befriended his disciples. Together they became co-searchers and co-dreamers in the pursuit of truth. That's the Rav. Part of it, at the end, is the famous piece that where he talks about the old Rosh Yeshiva walking into the room, and then Reb Chaim walks into the room, and the Shach walks into the room. One of the most emotional pieces that the Rav ever wrote, page 21 through 23, right here, Reflections of the Rav, Volume 2. But that all has to do with a chiv of Talmud Torah that a grandfather has to a grandchild. A third place. So we have kibbutz, besides the Isser that we talk about today, we have the mitzvah of kibbutz of a grandfather. We have Talmud Torah. Number three, an unknown. There's a tshuva of Rabbi Kiva Eger in Simon Mem Beis, where he talks about the question that was asked to him. What happens, there's a Rachman al-Islan, an orphan. His father's not alive, and he's having a bris milah. And there's a sandik, and there's a grandfather. Who says the bracha of lahachnisa bevriso shel Avram Avinu? So if you look in the Gemara, you look in the Shulchan Aruch, there's no mention of a grandfather. The father has a chiyuv of bris milah. If the father can't do it, Bezdin does it. That's all it says in Shulchan Aruch. The mother, there's no chiyuv of milah on the mother, as the Gemara says in Kiddushin. What about a grandfather? Does a grandfather have any adifus in the chiyuv of milah of his grandson if the son's not there? So the Gemara doesn't talk about it. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, first of all, says, well, on the surface, I would say, it doesn't really make a difference. Nobody has adifus, the sandik or the grandfather, because it's all a chiv on Bezdin. So whoever Bezdin decides to be the shliach to take care of this milah, he should say the brachas. Maybe it should even be the moel, says Rabbi Kiva Eger. But then he says, listen to this. No, what is milah? Milah is the physical cover, which is supposed to be the beginning of the spiritual cover that's removed in order to be able to help him learn Torah. So just like a grandfather has a chiyuv in Talmud Torah of his grandchildren, he comes first after the father in having a chiyuv to take care of his grandchild's bris milah. Unbelievable. It says, V'kivan de'bechlalan hulolam do Torah, shezeu chiyuv gomer al avi av haben, v'aykaz emishim imkin lachniso shayach yosor al avi av, gam yishlom edachnasas bris atzmo, shayachaz yosor al avi av me'al acher. Why? T'be'em es milah v'torah shayachim lahadadi. Like the Olos Ephraim says. That's the Kleyakar. The Olos Ephraim. She milah chitzonis hi sibo le milah pnimis. Ume arlas alev. Kishe yimol arlas levavo. Az yechadri libo psuchin lahavin ulahaskil. When we get a bris milah, that's the first step in opening our hearts of Talmud Torah. Imkein milah mavo le milas halev. Lavinu lahaskil b'torah v'mitzvos. Imkein yishlomar. Im lo brisi hayinu gamkein milah. Hayinu gamkein milah. Da'al yidezeh ba l'sha'ari Torah. And therefore he ends off by saying, V'kivan shachiv gomer al aviyav l'olam do Torah, memelo shayachas habris yoser alav, shezeu agorem lavo l'sha'are Torah. Unbelievable. That's the Kiva Eger, Simin, again, Simin Membeis in the first chalik of Tshuvas Rebbe Kiva Eger, related to bris milah. And one final area where we have grandchildren coming up in halacha, and that is pru urevu. As we know, the halacha is, we pass in like Beis Hillel from the Gemara in Yevamos, that we pass in Peruvu is a boy and a girl. Bishame says you have to have two boys because you learn it from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had two boys. Says Beis Hillel, no. Beis Hillel says you learn it from Briyaso Shel Olam. Hashem created Adam and Chava. So too, we have to create a man and a woman. That's the Gemara, so that's what we paskin. But the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch does not stop there. We don't say, oh, a boy and a girl, yotzei the mitzvah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, first Simon in Shulchan Aruch Evan Ezra, talks about Puravu. Shulchan Aruch says, not everybody might be aware of this. Again, it's tragic cases that are discussed, but in terms of the conceptual analysis of the mitzvah, it's important. Grandchildren play a role in Puravu. What does that mean? Nolu lo zachar nekeva. Somebody has a boy and a girl, that's the first step. What happens if, Rahman al-Islam, they die? If the children predecease the parents, Rahman al-Islam. Nolu lo zachar nekeva v'mesu. V'hinichu banim. As long as they left grandchildren, hari zakiyah misas puravu. That's enough. That's a kiyam of puravu. Bamed dvar mamurim, kisha hayu b'nei habanim zachar v'nekeva v'ayibami zachar v'nekeva. Gotta keep focus on this. There's a boy, if a Reuven has a boy and a girl, and the boy and the girl died before Reuven did, as long as that boy and the girl had in their progeny a boy and a girl, he has a grandson and a granddaughter, and each child of his had somebody. It could be that one of his children had 10 boys, and one of them had 10 girls. That's okay. That's good enough. But if he has a boy and a girl, and then his son has a boy and a girl, and his daughter has nothing, and his daughter predeceases him, he was not Yotzei the Mitzvah. You have to have a boy and a girl, and each and they both have to produce, and they each have to have something. They have to produce a boy and a girl. Even if it's okay if the son has a daughter, a granddaughter, and the daughter has a grandson, that's okay too. It doesn't have to be the boy and the boy and the girl and the girl. It says Aval Pisha Zachar Ben Bito Vanekeva Baspino Hol Umishne Banav Heim Baim Harekia Mrs. Perivarivya Avalim Hayulo Ben Ubas Vamesu Rachman Litzlan Vihiniach Echad Mehem Zacharu Nekeva. His son leaves a male and a female. Adayin Lokia Mitzvazu. He hasn't been Yosef this mitzvah, meaning grandchildren play a role in this mitzvah. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan talks about this also in Siman Aleph right there, in Siftei Zayin. He talks about all these cases and quotes other opinions as well. Kolo Shel Davar, the Kishen Nisharu Zachar Unekeva, Mi Zachar Unekeva Shelo. Afilu heim dar shlishi o revi v'yoser ha'izeki and puravu. Afilu manakeva mizachar v'zachar manakeva. As long as you have the grandchildren from each of your progeny of the boy and the girl, that's good enough. Imrak meha echa nishar zachar v'nekeva. Afilu harbi zachar v'nekevas. Kiva de mizera hashini lo nishar klum ha'izelo kiyem. There's no kiyem of puravu. See, we see grandchildren play a role. So, if you think about it, trivia question. Give me two mitzvahs that one can only fulfill as they die. Or after they died. Two mitzvahs. One of them is puravu. Because if the child predeceases, it's only at the end of one's life, you can look back and say, oh, they fulfilled the mitzvah. And if the child, because up until that point, you don't know what's going to happen. And the other one is, of course, Yerusha. Right? You can't fulfill Yerusha before you become a Morish. But those are the two mitzvahs, but that's related. So again, five mitzvahs that relate to grandparent-grandchildren relationship. One of them is today's mitzvah, the Isser of Basa Ben. And then Kibbut Ava'im, and then Talmud Torah, Bris Milah, and Pru Uravu. So tomorrow we'll have to talk about other issues. Tomorrow is the Isser of Basa Bas. But next time, maybe we'll talk about naming. Naming after grandparents, other issues that come up with family issues. And remember, we also have the general Arayas topics that we could always discuss, which we haven't really got into so much. Okay, we'll stop here.